pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lord, bless those that have come under this roof tonight to make Niles a better place to work and live. Amen. I'd ask you all to please stand with me. We're going to give a moment of silence for our 41st president. We also want to give a moment of silence to one of our residents, Wanda Burns, passed away today. Many of you know her from the time she has come into these chambers for many years. So we would like to have a moment of silence. Thank you.
Mr. Lastic, Mr. McNaughton, Mr. Profato, Mr. Cantola, Ms. Marquez, Ms. Smith, Mr. Kearney, Mr. Steffi.
Here. Ladies and gentlemen, in front of you, you have your copy of the minutes for our council meeting on November 20th.
Make a motion to accept and place in the file.
Motion by Mr. McNaughton, seconded by Mr. Lastic. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You also have a statement of cash and a check report by check number.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Kearney. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And lastly, you will find a copy of the monthly overtime report, which is much appreciated, Mr. Mayor.
On a general level, how are we looking as we approach the end of the year?
Watching the street, we knew that last winter with our snowstorms we had. Still keeping an eye on water, but for the most part, everything is trending
water
downward.
The water appeared to have leveled off a bit. Yeah. From several months ago, it looked like we were already on the brink in the middle of summer. So these numbers for now look a heck of a lot better than they did 3-4 months ago. Mm-hmm. The streets are really close.
Yeah. Again, as of now, any overtime is for call-outs. So we're really keeping an eye on that. Every day watching what we do as far as call outs go. I'm sure, knock on wood, water breaks and all that good stuff. We're coming right around the corner with the cold weather coming in. But surprisingly, we've been okay for the last couple weeks.
Well, I'll give credit to our department heads and our city workers and everybody. If you look at the budget of what we spent, that's a big number unspent thus far compared to previous years. So my kudos to everybody who's running the departments in the city. This is very good to see. And those are big numbers. It's very good to see.
Motion
to accept place in the file.
Motion by Mr. McNaughton, okay. Seconded by Mr. Lastic. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? At this time, would any Niles resident care to address the City Council? Mr. Davis.
Paul Davis, 44 Hartzell Avenue, Niles, Ohio. I would first have to ask, where is this proposed dog park to take place?
It's going to be in Wydell Park.
Does anyone have the information?
Yes. When you stand and look at the Wellness Center, mm-hmm. there are two small baseball fields that are unused between the Wellness Center.
The key word being unused, excuse me for interrupting.
Sure.
They're being unused because of a poorly run youth league baseball. I've been up here before numerous times. I'd like to go back in time. In 1952, which is more than you guys can imagine or remember, yeah, Stephen, you remember, huh?
No, I was not ready.
Pony League Baseball was brought to Niles. Quite an organization, played all over the world. And I'm talking about Little Washington, PA Pony League Baseball, not just Pony League. And at about the same time, Little League Baseball was brought here, possibly a year later. I happened to take part in both. I was one of the first players in Pony League Baseball. So along about the late 1900, 1999, I'm not sure the exact year, after many years of being gone, we brought Pony League Baseball back, the group that I headed up, and we also brought Little League Baseball back. And we had approximately 750 to 800 kids participating in our youth league. That's a lot of kids. At that time, you could count it as 1,500 votes if you wanted to look at it that way. But anyway, we used both of those fields you're talking about. Thanks to Carmen Vivolo, our recreation director at the time, we rebuilt both of these fields you're talking about, invested quite a bit of money into them, planted grass, put up new fencing, and so on and so forth. And we probably had in the neighborhood of little girls and boys both on those two fields, probably had maybe 175 to 200 kids playing ball, our T-ball and our 7 to 9 girls league. Well, unfortunately, people aren't going to pay the kind of money, 75, 85, 150 or whatever they're charging now for a shirt and a hat. So where are they going? They're going to the soccer fields. Many of them played both at that time. So with all the money and the time invested to build these two fields up and to build the youth league up in the 5 or 6 years I was out there, with the stroke of a pen, these people have wiped it out, all 7 of them. 7-0. The vote was 7-0. And we got plenty of land if we want to have a dog park over in the parking lot across by the pavilions over there, across from what is now the called the North Field, across the road over there. And we're going to ruin two ball fields because we don't properly maintain a youth baseball. What are we doing for our youth? What are we doing? We're going to take care of the dogs, but we're not going to take care of the children. It's sad. It's sad what you people did. All 7.
I'd like to answer only for myself, please, first. This is the first I've heard that it's going there. I questioned this numerous times on council floor.
Linda, that's been talked about multiple times.
This is the first I heard it was going right. I'm not saying it was going there. I've never heard it was going to be right next to the Wellness Center. What's going to happen with the children's playgrounds right next to that? I mean, you could have a dog park. Mosquito Lake couldn't do it. They have their playground, had to put it closer to the water. How could you put a dog park in between where the little kids are going to play on playground?
Let me answer your question, Linda. They're putting it there to support the Wellness Center. They're putting it there hoping the people will let their dog poop while they go in and buy a Coke. They're putting it there because of the Wellness Center. It could go over across the street, over there in that parking lot that there won't be 3 cars parked in it all summer. We got a gravel, put it over there instead of ruining 2 ball fields. Let's bring back youth baseball. Is Mr. Burke here?
He is here.
I don't want to bother him. It's sad, it really is sad. I drove through there and I said, I can't believe that they would actually put dog poop on a ball field. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Would anyone else care to address now City Council? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, let's start with the first draft.
Any committee reports?
Any committee reports?
draft number 136-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution in support of General Motors Lordstown facility.
Council as a whole.
Council as a whole. Move to suspend by Mr. McNaughton.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Lastic. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith? Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Mr. McNaughton, seconded by Mr. Cantola. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 136-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 137-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue requests for qualifications to provide engineering services for projects involving water and sanitary sewer construction and or treatment for 2019 and declaring an emergency.
This is just a list, Kevin. We've had the last couple of years.
Yeah, we did it last year.
Yeah, we did it last year.
Kind of lined up with a few steps.
We'll always have it on hand in case of emergency. Move to suspend.
Move to suspend by Mr. Lastic, seconded by Mr. Cantola. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Mr. Lastic, seconded by Mr. Cantola. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 137-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 138-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated park fund 221 to the Park Department contracted labor account and declaring an emergency.
These are two emergency repairs, one in Stevens Park to the concession stand roof, and the other one is in the Wellness Center to the ladies' bathroom and family bathroom for the electric to run the heat. We discussed this in finance.
Stevens Park is complete. Yes.
Okay.
We're stuck.
And we will get reimbursement from our insurance company for a portion of that?
Correct.
Do you have an amount on how much will be reimbursed?
$1,500.
So the rest of this money, of the $1,500, so $5,300 will be going to the Wellness Center?
No. No. $2,800 is the bid for the Wellness Center for the electric.
$35 is out of pocket for. Or not 35, 25 is out of pocket for Stevens Park.
Yeah.
For the building.
Oh.
The insurance is only covering roughly
$4,000. Yeah, $4,000 was the price. So we have to pay it all and then we'll get paid.
And is this, John, we were over here talking a little bit about, is there a way that maybe we could set money aside out of a levy to do repairs to the wellness, the money that comes in? Like something, when this stuff comes up? You know, whether it's lights or the heat or whatever, that money could go for a repair. Is there a way to set money aside for that?
If you want to appropriate additional funds, you can, yes.
So it can't come out of that levy, take that money out of the levy money. It's already coming in.
The operations of the park are more than the levy.
Okay. Okay.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Kearney. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Kearney. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 138-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 139-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance amending ordinance number 25-18, known as the authorized strength ordinance, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Marquez, seconded by Mr. McNaughton. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second. Motion to adopt by Mr. Kearney, seconded by Mr. Lastic. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 139-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 140-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance updating compensation sources only for the positions of mayor, president of council, ward council members, and council members at large, the law director, the auditor, and the treasurer for 2019, and declaring an emergency.
Any questions or comments? These are council
as a whole. It's no raise.
It is on the record. This is not a raise for any of these positions. It just changes the funding source for our auditor to be able to track. Sorry, John.
Motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Kearney. Call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt by Mr. McNaughton, seconded by Mr. Lastic. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 140-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 141-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance amending section 1157.13 of the Niles Codified Ordinances.
This has to deal with steel roofs on homes and garages and sheds. We didn't have them before, and this will open them up as proper authorization for our Justice Department zone. I'm going to move to suspend that because we have people waiting for it.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Marquez, seconded by Mr. Lastic. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt by Mr. Kearney, seconded by Mr. McNaughton. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 141-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 142-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance amending section 1407.11 of the Niles Codified Ordinances.
This has to deal with tarps. People are using tarps on windows or roofs, and instead of just having them for a week or so, they've become for months. So this will help our zoning department and the building department to go after them and put a bite in them. So I make a motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Marquez, seconded by Mr. Kearney. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt by Mr. Lastic. Seconded by Ms. Smith. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 142-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 143-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance accepting and referring the petition for amending zoning map filed by Dominic Durso, trustee for permanent parcel number 25-361150 to the Planning Commission.
Safety Clinic received this, but it has to be referred to the Planning Commission. It has to go to them, because this is all under their guidelines and rules. So all council has to do is actually refer this one.
Second.
Make a motion.
Motion by Marquez, seconded by Cantola. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Cantola. Please call the roll. I was making sure I wasn't, you know, where I was supposed to be here.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 14318 has been adopted.
Draft number 144-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance amending section 351.14 of the Niles Codified Ordinances.
This has to do with equipment in residential areas. We've had a couple of calls on it, and some people would like to know more about it, so I'm going to take this one to a first reading.
First reading. Motion for a first reading by Ms. Marquez, seconded by Mr. Lastic. Please call the roll for the first reading.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 144-18 has had its first reading.
Draft number 145-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution accepting the property assessment for land to be purchased for the water department and declaring an emergency.
I move to suspend.
Motion by Mr. McNaughton, seconded by Mr. Kearney. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Kearney, seconded by Mr. McNaughton. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 145-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 146-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution accepting the property appraisal for land to be purchased for the water department and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend by Mr. McNaughton, seconded by Mr. Lastic. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Moved and adopted by Mr. Kearney, seconded by Ms. Marquez. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 146-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 147-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the mayor and or service director to enter into contract for the purchase of property for use by the water department and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend by Mr. McNaughton, seconded by Mr. Lastic. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved to adopt by Mr. McNaughton. Seconded by Ms. Smith. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 147-18 has been adopted. This concludes this evening's legislation. Next are public remarks. Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I have, appreciate everyone's hard work, the time they put in, the homework they put in, their due diligence on the water department project. I know about 2 years ago, this became a big concern. It was a concern of the fiscal commission, and the can sort of got kicked down the road. So the last 5 months, I appreciate everyone getting on board, doing their homework on the matter, and really coming together as an entire body to move this project forward. I know it's going to make, we're happy about it. The employees are very excited about this transition. So I appreciate everyone's hard work on this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Flaherty?
I echo the mayor's comments.
Thank you. Mr. Canacleas?
Same. No comment.
Chief?
I have nothing.
Chief?
I have nothing.
Mr. Merlock?
Just real quick, just to give everybody an update on the asset management project. We did receive preliminary reports today. They are moving forward. It should be completed by the end of next week. We received all the property appraisals and what the values of those are today. The administration, myself, and the department heads are all looking at those reports to make sure everything that we need to account for is there. So that is moving forward, just to give you guys an update, and should be finalized by the end of next week.
So you know what the follow-up question is. When that is complete, at what point might we formally apply for release from fiscal emergency?
Find out on the 20th.
What?
Yeah. The 20th, December 20th is the next fiscal commission.
But the completion of this will put us closer than we've ever been.
Absolutely.
This will be the last benchmark.
The last benchmark.
Yes.
So appreciate you guys.
Yep. And once everything's finalized, I will do a report to council and put it on the record so you guys have one.
Thank you.
The fiscal meeting, the next one will be held where? Here? Or
at the Wellness Center. On the 20th at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Thank you, Mr. Merlo. Mr. Talago? Mr. Kim Tanzara?
I also, in charge of water ministry department, want to thank council administration for getting this building for us. I think it will be very well received by the employees, like Steve just said. It's overdue. Thanks, Steve. It's going to take a lot of work. I appreciate it getting done. I know Kathy, I can just for the rest of my time to our director.
Mr. Director, how are you, Doctor?
Good. How are you guys doing? Director for MVSD, mayor appointment. Just wanted to update you a little bit on what's happening over at the water district. We're interviewing for class 4 operators this week and system operators. Also, we're going to be splitting up our chief engineer position to a professional engineer and class 4 separate persons to do that. We have a lot of projects coming up. Of course, the big project is the dam replacement. And Rich, last session here, said he'll get you a list of that. We'll do that. A lot of things happened there over the past couple months, but we got things under control. So, day by day. If there's any questions, anybody? I'm just here to update you.
I appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
I'll freely admit I'm the one who formally asked for consistent updates. Thank you for being here. It's good for all of us to hear, so I appreciate that.
Thank you, Dr. Neapolitan. Mr. Pisano?
Yes, as a former retiree from General Motors, I want to thank council for passing a resolution for General Motors. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pisano. I think we all echo that. Mr. Robertson?
I'll just stop.
Mr. Burke? Ms. Ford? Mr. Vigorito?
Nothing at this time.
Pardon me?
I said nothing at this time.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
former retiree. You go back to work?
I knew he'd catch that, right?
I just want to, again, thanks about for showing up. I want to echo the statements from the mayor and others about the water building. You know, for some of us, this is going to be the conclusion of our third year coming up here. And if there's anything that I'm most proud of, what we've been able to do is to turn the corner, is to finally invest in our people and our infrastructure to continue to upgrade these buildings, to make them safe for our workers. The conditions of that building didn't just become decrepit 2 years ago. They've been decrepit for decades. So I'm very proud to be part of this group that has taken on a ton of responsibility to do the right thing by our workers, by our city, by our residents. So this is long overdue. So I echo, it's been a lot of work done by the administration, by all of us in here, so thank you to all. Rest in peace, Ms. Burns. I know she's taking notes as we speak. Rest in peace, Ms. Burns.
Well said, Mr. McNaught. Mr. Profano?
No comment.
Mr. Cantola?
Good, thank you.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes, also I'm glad these guys are getting out of that water department and things are going to move forward. And then on the other side, I'm not happy about where the dog park's going. I would like to see everybody sit down and reevaluate that one, because I know the germs and the problems they've had at Mosquito Lake with the dog park. You can't have that next to little kids playing on a playground. We have a big park down there. We're already aware it's going to happen, and I think it can move somewhere else. It doesn't have to be right in between those two sites.
And we do have, there is another option right now. So
thank you. I'm happy to hear that, because I'm
sorry. Mr. Burke and I have been talking about this.
Yeah, it can't be next to where the little kids go. I mean, would you want your kids there or take them down where they're animals? You know, I love animals, but you can't have it that close. Going to be sitting there going into the ground and the kids are there, and it's just not a good idea, not at all. I hope you guys will sit down and relook at that one.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Smith? Mr. Kern?
Yeah, I just like to let everyone know the only reason I'm wearing an Ohio State jacket is because I lost the bet to this. Marquez, and
that's a lot of bets in the fast.
I see I got a friend in the front row up there. Go blue. That's it.
He knows us all done.
Motion to adjourn. By McNaught, second by McNaught.